Item 15, failure to report. Stephanie.
Good afternoon, Commissioner. We have five cases for noncompliance. There's only one gentleman, and I still don't see him, and that's Mr. Tom Freeman, who is before you as a case, but he has not, he's not here today. So if you want, I can leave him until he shows up.
Was this his first call before the commission?
No.
Or was this one that was carried over?
No, he was on probation now, and he didn't show up. This, today is the day that he's supposed to show up for his commission.
He was summoned to be here.
Yes, sir. Right. He was served last commission meeting.
All right. Any legal requirement while we're here? What's your advice on that?
All right. So he was notified that he was going to be, he should be here, and that his, was he notified of the potential penalties?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
He said notice
his
not
third
to
letter. Right. He signed it, and it's part of your evaluation.
All right.
Commissioner Kinnett.
Any objection to hearing, Mr. Freeman?
Certainly not.
All right. Proceed.
Mr. Freeman is currently on probation until March 25, 2015 for failure to report his harvest. He was placed on probation for a period of 2 years by the commission at the March 26, 2013 meeting for failure to report. He has since violated those terms of his probation by failing to report for the month of August by the 5th of the following month, resulting in his summons to again appear before the commission for failure to report. Mr. Freeman was notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of August by the first postcard notice. He also failed to report his harvest during September 2013 by the 5th of October. Staff received Mr. Freeman's August and September 2013 reports on October 22nd. Mr. Freeman then sent in his October and November reports, were also delinquent. October was due November the 5th. November, of course, is the one that was on time. He sent October and November in December 5th, 2013. Staff recommends suspension of all licenses and permits issued to Mr. Freeman for a period of 6 months, followed by 1 year probation until June 8, 2015, during which time any violation of Chapter 4 of Act 2610 or any of the laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations will result in Mr. Freeman appearing before a hearing of the Commission on license suspension.
So he appeared before us last March.
Yes, he did.
For violations.
Yes, he did.
We put him on probation, and I may have him confused with someone else, but I recall him saying, you know, you're not going to see me here again during that probation period.
Yes, he did.
Well, maybe that's why he's not here. Well, he's not
here. He was honest.
He's not here.
We were on it, weren't we?
Again, Mr. Freeman is not here, correct? What's the pleasure of the commission?
Chief, may I have one question, Mr. Stephanie?
Sure.
He was on probation. He's violated his probation. Why only 1 year suspension?
No, 6 months.
Why not 1 year? Excuse me.
That's staff recommendation that we come together as a, you know, division, and we come up with a recommendation.
Uh-huh.
So we just came up with the 6 months, 1 year. I mean, but it's up to the commission. You
sure.
You have the
yes,
ability
ma'am.
To not take our recommendation.
Any other questions? Mr. Erskine?
So he's delinquent still.
He sent his reports in now. Now he's current.
He
However,
is current.
However,
okay.
All his reports were late.
They were all late.
For
okay.
November.
Okay.
November the 5th was the only report that was turned in on time.
So he was late with August, and
August.
That prompted him to be put on the agenda, and then he was late in September and October.
Correct.
And I guess he assumes that because he since sent those reports into you that he's
correct.
He's okay. He's not in any danger of suspension, which would be an unfortunate assumption. What's the pleasure of the commission?
I move to accept staff recommendation.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. The motion is 6-month suspension of all licenses and permits, followed by 1-year probation.
If I could add to that, just
yes, sir.
I understand Commissioner Tankard's disappointment, you know, that maybe this is a little bit lenient since he's appeared before us. But I guess in light of him submitting the reports and being current as of now, I think staff recommendation is appropriate.
Well, you know, I think this will hopefully get his attention. I'm afraid if we do nothing, we've given everybody out there an excuse to just take their time in getting the reports in, and nothing's going to happen as long as they do ultimately get them in. So, you know, I think we've got to do this. And ready to vote?
Yes, sir.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion carries unanimously.
Our next case is Mr. Tracy Bonneville. Mr. Tracy Bonneville is here today. Mr. Bonneville is currently on probation until May 21st, 2014 for failure to report his harvest. He was placed on probation for a period of 2 years by the commission at its May 22nd, 2012 meeting for failure to report. He has since violated those terms of his probation by failing to report his harvest during May, June, and July 2013. It was discovered by staff through performing an audit of buyer records that Mr. Bonneville had harvested and sold seafood during those months, but he had previously reported no activity for those months to the staff by phone. Staff attempted to contact Mr. Bonneville by phone regarding his missing reports, but the number on file was no longer correct. Staff sent him a letter notifying him that he needed to update his contact information with the agency and that agency staff was attempting to contact him regarding his harvest reports. Mr. Bonneville called staff in response to his letter, but not until after he had already been issued a service letter. Staff confronted him regarding his May through July harvest, and he maintained that his reports for those months was no activity. Mr. Bonneville has since submitted his missing harvest report to the office in person. Mr. Bonneville is here today.
All right. Mr. Bonneville? Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God. What do you want to say?
I sent the reports in. It was for May, June, and July. I sent the reports in. They sent me a letter on the. I received it on the 20th of November, saying that he'd like to thank me for my cooperation in the mandatory reporting program. However, that the phone number for me was incorrect. So I called Diane and talked with them on the 21st, gave them the phone number, the correct phone number to get hold of me. And she told me that is everything fine? She said, yes. So as far as I knew, everything was fine. Then the next day, I received a lot of had signed book from the BMRC saying that I had to come here to the meeting, come down here in front of the board. And then 2 days later, I received a lot of saying that showing me my status about my report. That was the Thanksgiving holiday right then, and I called Van here the day before Thanksgiving. I didn't get no answer. So that Monday on the 2nd of December, I come down here and brought another copy of the reports down here to them. But I sent the reports for May, June, and July down here, but I didn't know nothing about this until the 20th of November is when I was aware of any of this going on, other than when I seen that letter saying that everything was fine other than my phone number was on.
So what kind of fishing did you do in May, June, and July?
Crabbing.
You were crabbing.
Crabbing, yes, sir.
But you told staff you didn't have any activity.
I didn't talk with staff down here. I didn't talk with nobody down here in staff on that with no number. Like I said, the number they had for me was my sister's phone number. I haven't lived there in 4 years. I was unaware that they didn't have a correct number for me. I did not know that they didn't have a correct number for me until the 20th of November.
So when did you report your May, June, July catch?
June. I sent them in June. I took the pots up. I crabbed 3 days in May, and I took the pots up. Then I crabbed June, and then I crabbed 2 days in July, and I sent it all in June. I sent it all in June, and I was unaware that none of this was here until 2 weeks ago. I was unaware that any of this wasn't here, and like I said, I made a special trip down here on the 2nd of December, on that Monday. As soon as I got in from work, I come down here and brought the other copy of them reports down here. I brought the copy of them that I had at home. I brought them down here and told them that I had them, but they said that they hadn't received them down here. Well, I was unaware that they hadn't received them down here until 2 weeks ago. I know that I was on probation. I've been trying to do everything exactly like I was supposed to do because I'm not trying to lose my license. I need that work.
Stephanie, can you comment on his explanation? It seems to be a little different.
Okay. Mr. Bonneville maintains that he did not talk to staff. He talked to staff when he called, just like he said on the 21st, to update his contact information.
21st of what?
November the 21st.
Okay.
Of course, this was after he had been sent a letter saying that we need contact information for you.
Okay.
He got his letter. He called our office on the 21st. Staff logged it into the call log that they talked to Mr. Bonneville. They got his updated contact information. The technician then forwarded his call to other staff for specialists to talk to him about his compliance. They asked point blank, did you work May, June, and July 2013? Mr. Bonneville responded, I may have worked, but then if you have no activity, then no activity is what it is. They're not going to tell him, well, we have an audit here that says otherwise. We're asking you point blank, did you work? When he came in on December the 2nd, he said, well, I didn't talk to anyone on staff about, I sent these reports into the office, and I don't know how they didn't get here. In the meantime, we had sent him a status letter saying we're missing May, June, and July. When he contacted us on the phone about his contact information, when staff asked him, did you work May, June, and July, that was the time to say, yeah, I did work. You know, I need to send, y'all don't have them, I need to send them back in. That was not his response to staff.
Didn't ask me that. They just asked me for the phone number, for the contact information, and that's all that was asked of me on the 21st when I called Annie.
You talked to two staff persons that day. I have a call log that says two staff persons talked to him. When staff talks to anyone, especially a compliance issue, they log it in.
He
talked to one technician, gave her the telephone number. The second person asked him point blank, did you work? And they said.
No, all I was asked was for the phone number because I read the letter to the lady, and it said, I would like to thank you for your cooperation in the mandatory reporting program. However, this letter is to inform you that your reporting harvest is incorrectly. Items listed below that need to be corrected. Your telephone number provided to VMRC is incorrect. Please contact us with the correct number. That when I received the letter, I called the very next day and give them the information. That was the first of me knowing about it.
Stephanie, the second phone call from staff to ask if he fished in May, June.
It was never a second phone call. It was one phone call. He contacted our office to give them the contact information.
Okay.
The technician logged that in. The second person, the technician forwarded him.
Okay.
Transferred him to someone else on staff.
And who was that?
And that was Rory Williams, who is the compliance specialist.
Are they here? Is that person here?
Yes, sir.
That was the first letter I've seen. Like I said, reading that letter, I would take it that everything is fine other than the phone number, which that's what I thought in my mind. And that was dated.
Do you recall speaking to the second staff person?
No, sir, I do not. I really
All right,
don't
let's know. Hear from the second staff person.
And the third, that letter was on the 13th.
Are you sworn in?
I've been sworn in.
Okay, you're still sworn. So tell us about your conversation.
Okay. Mr. Bonneville called the office and spoke initially. Our technician answered the phone. She got his phone number, updated phone number from him, and then she realized that he had compliance issues, so she transferred the line to me. She stayed on the line and said, I have Mr. Bonneville on the line. He's got these compliance issues. I said, yes, I know. I'll talk to him. So I asked Mr. Bonneville, I said, Mr. Bonneville, did you harvest and sell to the seafood company in May, June, and July? And he said, yeah. And I said, okay, well, we do not have those records. I said, we have no activity in the computer that you told us, no activity for those months. So we don't have those reports. Can you get those into us? And he said, well, if you have no activity, then that's right. And I said,
this was told
okay.
on the 21st.
Yes.
No, this
somebody who told me that they were Tracy Bonneville. I spoke to somebody who told me he was Tracy Bonneville.
Right.
And then he said, well, is that – he said, well, am I missing anything? I said, well, if the no activity is right, then I can only take what the person is telling me at their word.
Thank you.
Like I said, I mean, the one woman she told me was the phone number, and I gave her the correct phone number. And like I said, this letter was dated the 13th, and he'd like to thank you for my cooperation. And then the very next day, I signed for 11th, the 8th, the 15th, saying that y'all want to be down here at me. Then on the 20th, I get a letter letting me know about my reporting status for the year. I mean, I did not know nothing of it. I thought everything was fine until I received this first letter saying about the phone number.
Okay.
And I called immediately the next day. Like I said, I know that I was on probation. I'm not trying to do anything wrong.
Okay. Mr. Cimino, you want to add anything to this?
If I could, Commissioner, and it was just to take the story from Lori's point. As most of board members know in the commission, this is a very long process for my staff in bringing these cases before the commission. These are, you know, exceptions to the rule. And we start this process as soon as this commission meeting ends. We'll be working on January's cases. And this was a case that was already through the entire division as to who would be brought before the commission, and Mr. Bonneville was on there. That conversation with Lori happened. She brought it to my attention immediately that conversation happened, just as she told it. And at that point, I said, I don't know what else we can do but to bring this before the commission and let them decide on how this is handled, since we heard, you know, she had two responses to the same question. So I just wanted to put that forward, that's what it was at that time.
All right. Any questions from the commission? What's the pleasure of the commission? The staff is recommending 6 months revocation, 1 year probation.
Revocation will begin when?
Today.
Today.
If you adopt it.
I move to take staff recommendation based on the evidence I've heard today.
A motion to revoke for 6 months followed by 1 year probation. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Dr. Neal. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. 6 months revocation, sir. Mr. Forrest.
All right. Mr. Forrest is here today. Mr. Forrest was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of December 2012 by certified mail. Mr. Forrest's notice by certified mail was delivered by Postal Service on November 4th. 2013, Mr. Forrest had previously reported no activity for the month of December 2012. However, it was discovered by the Oyster Conservation and Replenishment Department through review of VMRC M53 oyster tax forms that Mr. Forrest had harvested oysters in December 2012. Staff made an additional phone call to Mr. Forrest and left him a message. He has contacted staff by phone regarding his certified letter, but not until after he had been issued a service letter. Mr. Forrest is here today.
Staff recommendation.
Staff recommendation for Mr. Forrest is that he gets all missing reports into the office after submission of those reports, a period of 2 years probation.
All right, Mr. Forrest. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
What would you like to say to us, Mr. Ford?
It was wrong. My 3 days I missed oyster. I was working with a fellow, and he usually take it with Mr. Owens. We worked together, and usually he filed a report using my number because we was on his vessel. We worked for 3 days oystering, and then we were working for Shores at Work, and then we went, instead of oystering the rest of the month of December, we went and worked on the dock handling the oysters for him. And evidently he forgot, and I forgot to fill it with work because it was working off of his boat. And, he has a card, and I have a card. But I forgot that I had oysters, and I might have called in, and I apologized, said no activity. But I worked the first 3 days there on oysters, and then we worked on the dock for the rest of the month of December.
So have you gotten your reports up to date now?
No, sir. I'm in the process of getting them. I will get them. I called where I worked at the lady, and she's looking for the forms. They had put the forms up in the attic, and they had put them on file, and she's looking for them. And when I get back tomorrow, I'm going to call back get my number from her.
So you think you could have your reports in by the end of the week?
I can try.
Early next week?
By the end of next week. I know dog.
In
yes,
the
sir.
Next week?
Yes, sir. I sure can. Yes, sir.
All right. Any questions of Mr. Forrest? Seeing none, what's the pleasure of the commission? Staff recommendation is, I guess, probation for 2 years.
Make a motion to approve staff recommendation as long as the reports are received by the end of next week. I don't know the date.
December 20th. All right. You can do that, Ms.
Yes,
Forrest?
Sir.
Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Beck. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. 2 years probation.
Thank you.
I'm not going to see you back here now.
No, sir. Not on that part anyway.
You'll have a nice day.
Merry Christmas.
All right. The next case is Mr. Green.
The other one coming out.
Mr. Green is here in the office, in our building today. Mr. Green was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of March 2013, our first and second postcard notices. He was missing additional reports for the months of April through July. Mr. Green was sent a third and final notification by certified mail for all missing harvest reports. The third notification by certified mail was returned to VMRC unopened by the post office because it was unclaimed. Staff made an additional phone call to Mr. Green but was unable to leave a message. He has sent in a no-activity postcard for the month of June and July, and he has contacted staff today with all of his missing reports, except for March 2013, which are still outstanding. The staff recommends that Mr. Forrest be placed on probation for a period of 2 years, provided that he submits the missing report.
Come on up, Mr. Green. Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
What can you tell us?
I sent these off. I don't know how they weren't received. I sent them off. I only worked 3 days in the month of March. I worked 12 days in the month of April and 3 days in the month of May. I worked in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina in June and July. I was not in the state at all for to receive any letters. And when I sent this in, when I came back from Myrtle Beach, I went oystering on private ground for Ronnie Bevins. And when I sent my August reports in, I sent that paper in, the green paper that you can circle more than 1 month on, because I was out of town. And when I got back, when I sent the reports in for August, I sent that green piece of paper in and circled the 2 months. And I have the months that supposedly are missing here.
We have all his records except for the March 2013.
January, February, March. There's March 2013 right there. There's all of them.
That's May.
January, February, March.
313 okay.
is
okay.
March. 1, 2, 3. That's it right here. 319. From 313 to 319. That's it. 4 days.
All right, so that brings him up to date.
I've never had any trouble filling reports. I've always done all my reports. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I work hard. I mean, I don't know how they haven't received what I sent in, but I have my copies present with me that I filled out, and I've straightened it up with them today.
So are you saying those reports were sent in on time?
Yes, sir.
And we never received them?
No, they never received them. I have them here.
The March reports that I'm talking about are from another buyer. This buyer he has here is a different buyer.
I never sold any other buyers. I never sold any other buyers. I sold J.C. Burton Jr., that's it. I never sold another buyer or Oyster in the month of the summer of 2013. J.C. Burton Jr. bought every one from me. J.C. Burton Jr. and W.E. Cullum, that's all I sold this year, 2013, all my harvest.
We'll take a look at it. I think it's the buyer audit that we were looking at for the March. But we'll take these records we do have. We have all the records that he has right here.
Okay. Who is the buyer that you have that he doesn't show? Do you have that information?
Asian market?
I never sold no Asian market. You got me confused, darling. I ain't never sold no Asian market.
Oh,
nothing.
No, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't yours.
Okay,
it's the next case.
Thank you, darling.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's the next case.
I keep track of my stuff. I mean, I'm pretty good about it. I've never had this problem before. I've had Waterman's car since 2006. I've never had a problem before.
Okay, so Stephanie, you're telling me you have the reports that he just showed you.
Yes.
Does that mean?
The reports that he had.
So, was he late?
Oh yes, he was late. I just got him today.
Okay.
She had the copy. She doesn't have the actual reports. The actual reports were sent out. She took a copy of a copy.
Okay.
I have one copy left. I have two. There's three copies to this paper. I keep my copies. I gave them when I got here. Since they didn't receive what I had sent. When I got here, I gave them all of my information that I had of my copy, and I kept one copy, and I gave them the other copy.
All right. Staff recommendation is 2 years probation. Any questions from the commission or a motion?
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
Seconded by Mr. Tankard?
No, I'm not seconding it. I'm
all right. Is there a second to the motion?
What was the motion?
2 years probation. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second it.
Same about Dr. Neal. Comments on the motion?
As I understand it, though, he's claiming that these were sent in, and he's got copies.
Right.
We're going to give him probation. If in fact they were sent in, and some glitch mail-wise, which he said our mail service isn't the most perfect in the world, I've experienced. I mean, where does that leave us there? I mean, it's sort of...
Me holding the bag for nothing, something I haven't done. I'm just being punished.
He's not an egregious offender like we've seen in the past to give 2 year suspension. He is something less than probation. Excuse me.
Yeah, I guess my question with that is then anybody can say they mailed it and we didn't get it. And so then you start relying on staff. What kind of efforts did they make to collect these reports? And that's really where we're at, you know. Because sure, mail can get lost, but then how much does staff have to go through to get them?
I would have taken care of this way earlier if I would have known. I've been working in South Carolina for 2 months before I came back. I had no idea that they hadn't even received it. And when I sent my August reports off, I sent a letter for June and July that was circled. They didn't get that until the 21st of this month. I sent that in August. And they didn't have it when I went back there. She said, maybe you can fill another one out. You know, them little things get lost in the mail. That's what she told me. Right?
It's your responsibility to get it in.
Right, but did you not tell me that stuff gets lost in the mail? Those little papers get lost in the mail. That was not your words.
Mail gets lost.
Thank you. We have a motion before the commission for 2 years probation. Further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, no.
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 Motion fails. Does the commission wish to take any other action on this one?
Can I ask Stephanie a question at
yep.
this point?
Yep, you certainly can.
Stephanie, the lost mail, were all three of those months in one mailing, or were there three separate mailings that were lost?
Right. March is due April the 5th. April is due May the 5th. May is due June the 5th. All three came in at 1 month in June. So they're late. They're already late. Now, even if you sent them in, you sent them in late. That's why you got a notification by a postcard. You don't just get one postcard. You get two postcards, and then you get certified mail. So there are three notifications letting you know. If they're not there to collect their mail, that's not our responsibility. However, that's why we send out three notifications. And call harvesters and let them know no response by call, no response from the notifications, no response from the certification.
All right.
And further, Stephanie, if my memory serves me right, they are supposed to let you know if they change address, go somewhere different than what we have on file. Is that correct? So when he goes to whatever beach, he's supposed to let us know that's where he is, correct?
If there's contact information that we need to know, if you have a cell phone number or some additional contact information you want to put on file for staff or we can contact you, that's what we ask you to do. But it's their responsibility to keep on file current contact information versus phone or mailing.
I have a new cell phone. I forgot to give them my new number. I got a new cell phone about 3 months ago. I forgot to give them my new number. That's why they couldn't contact me. And I was in another state, so I couldn't check my mail. Yeah. When I got back, I went through a separation, and the girl that I was dating, she had a mailbox with me, and she let the mailbox close when I got home, and all of the letters that were in there were actually sent back to everybody that sent them out, and I still haven't got all my mail yet from that.
Mr. Tankard.
So in light of some of the evidence we have before us, so I might move for just a one-year probation. I mean, he does have responsibilities as a waterman. And I agree with Ken that, it takes a lot of work on our staff to keep up with you. And I see some nodding in the background. So you've got some responsibilities to play the game straight, too. And that's why I'd go with a one-year. Maybe
motion for one-year probation. Is there a second?
Second, Dr. Neal.
Dr. Neal, comments? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. One-year probation.
Thank you.
I want to see you back here. Last case is Mr. Yule.
Mr. Yule was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of February 2013 by first and second postcard notices. He was missing additional reports for the month of March through June 2013. Mr. Yule was sent a third and final notification by certified mail for all missing harvest reports. The third notification by certified mail was returned to VMRC unopened by the post office because it was unclaimed. Mr. Yule contacted staff by phone to report no activity for February and March 2013 and told staff that he would be sending in his April through June 2013 reports. His April and May reports were received on November 7, 2013. It was discovered by staff through performing an audit of a buyer records that Mr. Yule had harvested and sold seafood during the month of which he had failed to report any activity or no activity had been reported. Staff made an additional phone call to Mr. Yule, left him a message regarding his missing reports for June through October 2013. He has contacted staff by phone, but not until after he had been issued a service letter. Staff recommends that Mr. Yule either be placed on probation for a period of 2 years, providing that his missing reports are submitted, or staff recommends suspension until those missing reports are submitted into this office.
Mr. Yule, present?
Yes, Mr. Yule.
Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir. I don't even think I had my license in January. I said the words that she was talking about. And I've been a commercial fisherman for like 15 years, and just the last 2 years, my dad got cancer, and I've been trying to take care of him. Not using that as an excuse, but I just, sometimes I don't even know what I'm doing. But I did get all the records in, except for this one for March. Like 7 days on that I got to deal with. And I told her that I'd have that done. I talked to the staff today. I told her that I'd have that back today. I'm about to make it back home today. I'm trying to mail it.
So when can you get us all the missing reports?
It's only one missing report
for March.
This month.
Is that correct, Stephanie?
That's correct.
Okay. And you'll have that to us when?
I'll just send it tomorrow morning. I will mail it. I would have done it today, but the post office is on.
Okay. Thank you.
I've been a fisherman 15 years and I've never been on probation or very minimal tickets. Trying to do right. But I promise I will have the reports on time from now on.
Okay. Any questions from the commission? Staff recommendation is 2 years probation.
I move that we do 1 year.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Sessoms. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye. Mr. Erskine.
Provided that he submits that outstanding report by tomorrow.
Yeah, it's only like 7 days.
All right. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. 1 year probation.